disaster because they had come to settle on Dragonstone Island, just off the coast of Westeros, about 100 years prior to the doom of Valyria. The Targaryens remained on Dragonstone Isle until Aegon the Conqueror, with his two sister wives, inbreeding was a common royal practice in Valyrian culture, raised a small army, mounted the last 3 dragons in the world, and began their conquest of the 7 kingdoms of Westeros. In Essos, the Valyrian freehold was ruled by the Dragon Lords, who were a confederation of 40 different houses. These were the noble and ancient houses, ruling over nearly the entire eastern continent of Essos collectively. With their command of dragons, their wealth and military prowess well intact, the Valyrians would dominate the continent of Essos like no other culture before or after them. House Targaryen was neither particularly influential nor important compared to the other houses of the Dragon Lords. For this reason of a lack of political influence, the Targaryens would seek their fortunes further west, to Westeros. Daenys the Dreamer had visions about the future of Valyria. She saw a great changing event that would destroy the city and end the empire. After this, the head of the Targaryens, a man named Aenar, led the house, including the 5 dragons that they had, to the farthest Valyrian outpost to the west. This was an island named Dragon.